Welcome to the 2015 Rally America National Championship, combining some of the world's best drivers on some of the toughest stage roads in North America. Through 8 rounds of racing spanning coast to coast across the United States, through mud, snow, dust, and forest, one radio show is there covering all the action. This is Rally America Radio. Good morning and welcome to Rally America Radio, day number 2 from the 2015 New England Forest Rally. I'm your host, Jim Beaver, coming at you. Man, talk about a day number 1 to kick off round number 6 of the 2015 Rally America National Championship here at Sunday River Resort in Maine. Absolute epic rally battle going on atop the leaderboards between David Higgins, Ken Block. Higgins with a pretty decent lead over Block. Block having some troubles yesterday, but definitely looking to make up some time today. It sounds like the Hoonigan Racing crew has everything dialed in from yesterday, and they're going to try and make a push. Adam Yeoman solidly in third position. A bit of a ways back from Block, but nonetheless, putting in a solid effort. Obviously, we've got Pastrana. He's super rallying today. Ramana Lagerman, he is super rallying today. So we're going to have a super rally battle on our hands between Pastrana and Ramana. And then looking down the two-wheel drive list, it is all Brendan Reeves at this point. Solid lead over second place, Steve LaRosa. A lot of the leaders in two-wheel drive and a lot of the big names all struggling yesterday. Problems, mechanicals, they'll be super rallying. They'll be back. But right now it's Brendan Reeves' rally to lose. And then looking at super production, Lachlan O'Sullivan, the veteran, just doing it to it. Steady, consistent, not making mistakes, and it's got him out to an early lead. We're about three stages down, and we've got a lot of rally action on tap today. Kicking things off, we've got stages 4 and 5, followed by a service park, then another group of 3 more stages, a service, 3 more stages, a service, and 2 stages. So that puts us at 10 total stages for the day. Very long day of rallying. These guys will be rallying all day long into the early evening. So lots of rally left. This is not even close to being decided yet, but it's going to make for a great Saturday. We will have you covered here at Rally America Radio. And right now, just conditions outside. Yesterday, you heard a lot of the drivers complaining about dusty conditions. Just the flip opposite today. Rain coming in overnight. Clouds kind of socking in here, and very low clouds. Just hanging. We're right here at the ski resort. Been watching lifts go up and down the mountain. A lot of mountain bikers taking lifts here in the summer, making some runs on their downhill mountain bikes. And I can't even see the top of the mountain or the top of the ski lift at this point. Very, very low clouds. Yesterday, it was crystal clear. Just really socked in today. Rain overnight. Not a heavy rain, but it was enough that it's definitely going to wet down the stages, keep the dust down, and I really think it's going to make for some solid conditions out on stage today. So, man, it's going to be a good one. So a little bit different schedule. We're very early today with Park Exposé. Some fans out mingling around. Just an absolute great venue here at Sunday River. You can hear a few of the rally cars in the background pulling in. But, you know, the big news is change up. Very short Park Exposé here with the rain. A lot of the drivers hiding out. So I don't know who we're going to be able to catch up with, who we're not. But we're going to bounce around and see if we can talk to anybody at this point and get their take on it. But those that we don't get, we will definitely have you Rally America Radio listeners dialed in at the first service park. We're in Maine right now. We'll be moving to New Hampshire for the service parks today, so skipping over about an hour across the border into New Hampshire. A lot of the stages happening today on that side of the border, so this is definitely a multi-state rally here at the New England Forest Rally. But we're going to catch up with some of these drivers and bring you some of the interviews for this morning, get a preview of what we expect out on stage. All right, catching up here with Nick Roberts. Weren't able to catch up with you yesterday evening. Mr. Excitement, a little more excitement yesterday, but good to hear you're back to fight on day number 2.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, luck was just not having it for us yesterday. It was kind of one of those days where we just have an issue after issue, and had a flat tire on stage one, and then rolled the car to stage two, and just was fighting dust. We ended up catching the car in front of us. We probably should have been put in front of him, but they left him in front of us, and so we were catching his dust. And at the end of the day, just missed my breaking point and had probably a minor error in my note due to in recce, and just light little roll tipped us over, and that was it for us yesterday. So at least we were okay. The car's okay. Guys worked last night to get it all back on its wheels and ready to go for today, and we're going to be back out there today having some fun.
Yeah, in your defense, looking at the car, there's literally only a few scuff marks. I think you guys came out pretty okay on that one.
Yeah, we did. Didn't even crack the windshield. I mean, it was the first time I've ever been, like, upside down in a car in a ditch and, like, tried to crawl out the window, and it was definitely exciting. I posted the in-car on YouTube here this morning, and you can hear me kind of a little bit of a woo-hoo. and then Rihanna just being calm as a cucumber. But, no, it was good, and the car looks good, in good shape, so I'm happy.
All right. Well, looking at the big picture, obviously we know you're in that battle with Lachlan for the points championship. Being able to super rally, you're back in the rally, you know, still fighting for those points.
Yeah, we're still fighting for those points. So I think the goal today is we got to finish. If we DNF today, that kind of might be the end of our event, end of our championship battle, really. So unless Lachlan has some DNF, and we can't count on that, he's a good driver. So at the end of the day, I got to finish today. We'll finish. Right now we're in fourth. We'll be in fourth. I think it's 4 or 5 minutes we got to make up to catch third. It might happen, so I'm not going to be on the all-out offensive today because I got to finish. We'll probably be at 80%, and might reel in some time on Gary. We'll see.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Nick, and good luck today.
Thank you.
All right, catching up here with Adam Yeoman, and solid day yesterday, buddy. You guys put in some good times, and I know, you know, drawing the rabbit sometimes is good, sometimes is bad. Seems like definitely didn't hurt you guys yesterday.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too bad at all. I had to do a little bit of sweeping here and there and a few little surprising spots, but yeah, better than the rabbit than dealing with the dust all day, so yeah, pretty happy about that.
Yeah, kind of flipped the switch, and today, there's no dust, and obviously you're starting back, not sweeping, so it may have worked in your favor. Kind of got the best of both worlds this rally, huh?
Yeah, for sure. We got a great starting position today. I think we're fourth or fifth, and, there's a fair bit of rain today, and there'll be a few spots where it's tricky and muddy, and so it'd be nice to be able to see the guys' lines going into it and see what the conditions are like a little bit and help us judge the grip.
Looking at the overall picture, obviously, you're sitting in third. Looking at the rally as a whole, you're going to push today. Pretty solid in your third position. I mean, what's the plans?
Yeah, no, we're really solid in third, and that's good for us here. But we like to see where we stack up. And now that Ramon is back in and Travis is back in, I like to push on and see what our time is like against those guys. But, we'll be sensible today. If it's tricky conditions, we'll just play it safe. But if it's okay when we get out there, we'll push on and see what we can do.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Adam. Good luck.
Cool. Thanks.
All right. Catching up here with Jeff Seahorn. Take us through today, buddy. You're sitting second. You got to be pretty happy with where you guys sit going into day number two.
Yeah, actually, Lachlan got a small penalty. I'm not quite sure what it was, but he has a 48-second penalty. They dropped him a position, it looks like. So we're actually sitting first in SP, fourth overall. Should be a fun day. Lachlan and I are going to be starting dead even again, so it's going to be a complete new day, and should be some good battles. Nick's back. I'm glad that, the car doesn't even look like it got scuffed up. Like, they did either did a really good job servicing it, or the must have rolled over pretty nicely. So should be fun. We got all three cars, all the SP guys back, and should be a fun battle.
Well, that being said, this first I've heard of the penalty to Lachlan, so you guys are starting basically from scratch today. That mean you got to push from the get-go?
Yeah, we just saw it on the times this morning. Karen came down and checked him out, and we still have a penalty for chicanes, but I think they're supposed to drop those as well. So we should be a dead heat, and then we'll just start from scratch and go battle. Should be lots of fun.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and good luck. We'll catch up with you first service.
Yep. Thanks, Jim.
All right, catching up with Chrissy Beavis here to start day number two. Kind of take us through the first day. Obviously, you and Trav back in the car together, first time in a while, and things seemed to click, though, right from the get-go.
Yeah, they did. Concord Pond was awesome. It was a really easy stage for us, and kind of no moments. We actually went slower, than we expected the time to show. So it was actually really nice. We were really excited to go out for those last two stages, and then, just one little wire got us.
Yeah, and that's what sounded like everybody at Subaru was saying. It was just literally a fluke, one wire, and definitely took the wind out of your sails. But back to fight today, and you guys got to be happy about that.
Yeah, love the Super Rally rules. It's really nice to not be out of it completely, and at least we got to go out, and now we're going for stage wins instead of the rally win.
Yeah. Well, you know, looking at that, you know, how is this rain that came in overnight? I know it was dusty conditions yesterday. How's that going to affect today?
Actually, I think that's going to be great for us. Travis is excellent in the really slick conditions, so I think that's going to be really fun.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Chrissy, and good luck.
Thank you.
All right, catching up here with David Higgins, current rally leader. You got to be pretty happy with the way yesterday went.
Yeah, it was an awesome day yesterday, to be honest. Really, really enjoyed it. I had loads of fun out there. And, you know, when you're having fun and enjoying it, then the times normally come with it. So more of the same today, but obviously the rain's coming down now. That's going to make a big difference.
I got to tell you, I've seen a ton of rally videos in my life, but you posted something up yesterday evening from stage number 3. I got to tell you, man, you were working in the car.
Yeah, we were pushing on a bit. Like, the thing is, the videos, you never quite see the elevation changes and how big the dips and the jumps are, really. So, you know, there's a lot going on in there, a lot of big compressions. You got to make sure you got the lock on the right place when you land, so it doesn't just send you off in the wrong way. But car worked brilliant yesterday, so if we can have more of the same, I'll be well happy.
Yep. Well, looking at the big picture, I know you know, it's a long rally, lots of rallying today. You know, take us through through tire choice, because I know you guys are limited on tires. How's that going to come into play today?
Yeah, it's going to be tough for sure, because you know we had to nominate our tires yesterday, and we have the soft tire and the hard tire. This rally, generally, when it was like yesterday, you really need to be on the hard tyre, because the soft just won't last. So we have to nominate enough that you can get by if the rally was dry for the whole rally. So we've got to compromise. We think we've done a good job with it. We've got, because the good thing is, if it does get wet, then hopefully the tyre wear won't be so bad. So we should be okay, but there will definitely be a loop somewhere today where we won't be on the optimum tyre. But you know, weather changes pretty quickly around here, so. Like, it's never going to dry out, but if it gets warmer, then it could possibly bring the harder tyre back into play again. But you know, it is what it is. There's nothing you can do about it. I'm pretty sure everybody else is going to be not everybody else, but the ones that are in the tyre draw are going to be in a similar situation. So just go out there and see what we can do.
Yeah, man. You know, one last question. You know, as far as conditions here, you know, yesterday very dusty and dry. Today looks like a little rain came in. That going to improve things?
It's a little bit of a shame for us, because you know, when you work your way to the front and you get the clear road and you know you're going to get no dust, then I was hoping for it to get hotter overnight. But in the same time, you know, the rain now, the hard thing now is that, you know, all our reconnaissance was done in the dry. You just don't know where the wet bits are, what the condition's going to be like. But you know, I'm sure that the car will be absolutely fine. And it's a little bit into the unknown today, for sure. It's going to be a different day of rallying, different way of maybe a slightly different way of driving. Sometimes a little bit of dampness can bring a little bit more grip. Sometimes it can take it away, but it's the unknown. That's what makes our sport special.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks a lot, David. Good luck today.
Thank you very much.
All right, and I got to apologize. Our interview is cut short this morning. We're seriously sitting here. Cars getting ready to go out to transit to the first stage of the day. Full-blown downpour here at New England Forest Rally. So we have these nice roads, you know, just talking about with David Higgins and Yeoman about the grip and how just that little dusting of rain is going to be perfect. And that's all out the window at this point. Absolute downpour conditions, inches of rain coming down. It's absolutely it's nuts. Everybody huddled up under tents. It's going to make for some comedic social media posts, let me tell you. But oh man, it's definitely, the whole day has been changed in the last 5 minutes. So it's going to be interesting to see the way things shape up and to see how those stages out on course, you know, have changed if they got as much rain as we did here at Sunday River. But that is it. We're going to be heading to the first service park. Apologize on the interviews getting cut short, but literally everybody went and ran and hid. But we will definitely have full coverage today. From New Hampshire, and then back at Sunday River for the finals. But be sure and follow Rally America on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Rally-America.com. Check us out there. We'll be posting content results all day long. And our friends at iRally, give them a follow on Twitter. Download that app, available for your Apple mobile device. I'm Jim Beaver. This is Rally America Radio. We'll see you at the first service. Game on.
The Subaru WRX and WRX STI. The 268-horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine rockets the WRX around corners and down straightaways. A race-ready 305-horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine keeps the WRX STI a rally legend. The Subaru WRX and WRX STI, it's not a sibling rivalry, it's a tag team. Get the latest from Subaru Rally Team USA at Subaru.com/rally.